Blog Talk Radio.
G Lou. It's the G Lou Show. G Lou. G Lou. It's the G Lou Show. G Lou. G Lou. West Side Wednesdays. West Coast Hip Hop. 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific. Hey. Now just kick off your shoes and relax your feet. You're now rocking to the sounds of the G Lou Lee. In the game like EA, do this shit the G way. Do it for the black brown rules to the keyways. From the west side to East LA, Crenshaw to Huntington, Whittier to East Lake. We play the music OGs low ride to. When it's done the bang, same thing they drive by to. Every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 on the G Lou Show. That's where the west side rides. So kick cat, kick back, fire up the slip. Cause we about to take flight on this OG ship. So call 803-4001, but don't forget to put the 914 at the front. They're pressing number one to holler at G Lou. I think I got you queued in. Hey caller, was that you? Caller. Caller, was that you? Westside Wednesdays. Blogtalkradio.com/the G-Lou Show. 914-803-4001. West Coast Hip Hop at its finest, homie. California. The G Lou Show. Hey, we just gon' ride, homie. We just gon' ride. Hit that switch though. Original Music Group Productions. Blog Talk Radio in association with the G Lou Show. Westside Wednesday.
I'm holding conversations, tapping the metal. We tryna bell like a king. Okay, now with G Connect, gotta think. I'm spitting the game with big. I gotta shout out to D. Hey, young and do it all for the G. I'm holding conversations, tapping the metal. We tryna bell like a king. Sit down with G Connect, gotta think. We're spitting game with the bees. I gotta shout out to
folks, D. It's your boy G2 motherfucking bees, the one and only. You find another, I guarantee you, here phony. G Connect up in this bitch. Generation Conversation Network. It's one of the favorite days of the year for me, May 2nd. Holla at your boy. If you know me, you know why. You feel me? I ain't got to explain what's already understood. Don't need to be explained. Check me out, though. For those that don't know me, don't know nothing about me, let me give you a little something about me. So maybe it's a unlodged little thoughts in your mind of who the fuck you dealing with when you log in, sign in, subscribe, and check me out. I was born in a war-torn world. Conceived a boy when my mother wanted a girl. Very little my family had. Leftover food, hand-me-down rags. Raised on the east side, what a poverty-stricken place. School and education, it seemed such a waste. In church, I heard a voice of an old preacher man praying, Lord, send your angels to give us black folks a hand. And Father, show mercy on the troubled man. Prayers unanswered, dreams unfulfilled. Maybe it just wasn't in a father's will. So now I'm forced to live in this ghetto death row where my brothers are called niggas and my sisters are called hoes. Getting education was my mother's golden rule, but to the homies and I, we were soon ditching school. Stealing beer about the corner store, trying to lose our virginity to the neighborhood whore. A troubled childhood, as you can see. Growing up in the east side of South Central, damn show ain't easy. As I reached my teens, things would get the same. Gangbang was in, so I chose a nickname. Bill Blast from BSB sounded damn swell. If only I had known it would take me through hell. Proud and hard, I represented my set. Red flag in pocket, ponytails and berets. My mother and me couldn't be eye to eye, for gangbanging was something she said the Lord had despised. As much as I knew, she was telling me the truth. I just couldn't get up the strip to cut my homies loose. So deeper I fell in that South Central spell, thinking I was having fun when I was really catching hell. Money became priority to us young black minorities. Therefore, crime was the key to pay trouble teens like me. Money, I was snatch and run, but for robberies, I used a gun. Burglary was soon added to the list. There wasn't a house or a spot in my hood the homies or I hadn't hit. Soon the name Bill Blast became household. So when one time kicked in my dope, I knew some bitch-ass nigga told. Separation from my mom and homies was an experience that I never had. In my cell, no one heard the cries of this troubled teen gone bad. I was told the prayers of the righteous avail much. So I prayed for my freedom, and my young life was touched. Full of faith and hope, I hit them streets, not knowing that South Bentham spell would soon creep. One visit to my old neighborhood, I told myself I should, just to see if my homies were doing any good. But to my surprise, when I arrived, I heard a few of my homies had lost their lives. Gang activity was on the rise, and if they was giving out awards, Bloodstone Villain would win first prize. Murder was now the fade, along with getting laid. These two fades I rarely saw, for jailing had become my major flaw. From a troubled teen to a troubled man, weed and alcohol equal to prison hand. Behind them walls, my name was known. For many of them cons were old juvenile crones. During the times of war, I pushed the line. Comrades and I in a brotherly bind. That same camaraderie I brung to the streets. But yet, another twist I was destined to meet. The game had changed up a notch. Them niggas I grew up with are the ones I have to watch. My homies jacking and killing one another, I couldn't conceive. Then one late Friday night, a bitch-ass nigga shot me. He put one in my arm, one in my back. Death was his mission, but his aim was off track. Another pierced my hand, leg, mouth, and ass. I laid face down in the dirt and grass, saying, Jesus, Lord, Jesus, give a troubled man a pass. And that he did, because I live to say, I'll one day make that nigga pay, him and any other nigga that get in my way. My friends and family always ask me, thieves, will there ever come a day to where you shake that gate of shit and live life a safer way? My response is, only till after that bitch-ass nigga caught me slipping to zip out my way. You feel me?
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella, straight out of Compton, and you're listening to the world famous. Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella coming straight out of Compton, and you're listening to the G Lou Show. You know what I said? The G Lou Show in the house.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome to the world famous. You heard what I said, the world famous G Lou Show. I am G Lou. This is Westside Wednesdays, joined by my lovely, beautiful co-host, the incomparable Miss Queen Jean is here as well. Good evening, Queen Jean.
Good evening, G Lou. What it do?
It does what it does, you know what I mean? Sorry we got off to a few minutes late, had a couple technical difficulties. But
We're here now,
and we got an incredible episode. You just heard that intro right there. That should tell you enough right there. But We got incredible guests tonight, straight up out the East Side, Low Bottoms. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
He's a villain. Hey, I'm gonna go ahead and let Queen Jean set everything off and tell you what we got going on, because she made it all happen tonight. Queen Jean, tell us what's happening.
Well, we got Bill Blass, which is a name from the past but still relevant now, and also known as G2B's, the producer and the host of G Connect. And I have to say this, and I told him I wasn't going to say this, but I'm going to let it be known. That is my relative. That is my cousin.
Sometimes we bring out that B side. You know, we be on the A, we be on different. So sometimes we bring that B side out of Queen Jean. You know what I mean? So she's a triple OG. Go ahead, Queen. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
I was just saying, if he's in the green room, let's bring him out if he's here.
Come on now. Bill Blass.
Yes.
The building.
What's up,
OG?
Ray? Bill Blass.
How do I speak?
You speaking. We hear you.
Okay, there he is.
Oh, okay.
There he is.
I thought you had to, like, hit a button or something. What's happening, y'all?
What's going on? Look, I had to tell him you was my really, because when I heard that introduction, it just blew me away. And I was like, wow. So I had to be long.
You had to let them know.
Okay. Well, yeah. Now I said I wasn't gonna say nothing, but hey, that, you know, that's part of DNA. So I had to let it be known that you my really. You know.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I got you. I ain't mad. What's going on? Talk to me. I'll talk back.
G2B.
What's happening,
G2B?
Oh, man, I can't call it.
Thank you for joining the show. Thank you for joining the show tonight, man. You know, just bless us with some of that OG-ness and expertise, man. I can't wait to hear the story, man.
I'm an open book. Talk to me. what you want? I mean,
okay.
Let's go.
Okay.
I'm
going to let Jean go ahead and kick it off since he made it happen. I'm going to let her set it off. I got some stuff for you I want to ask, but I'm going to let her go ahead and kick it off. Go ahead, Queen.
Well, we did hear that introduction, you know, what you're talking about, letting people know who you are, that introduction. But if you could just reiterate on it and just let people know who you are again, where you come from, and, you know, just who Bill Blass is and how Bill Blass came about.
I was born and raised on the East Side, the Low Bottoms, the 50s. Well, the Low Bottoms, period, from the 20s to the 50s. Single parent home, native of the, a product of the environment. Went through what I went through as a youth, in and out of jails, and started a family of my own, and responsibility kicked in.
You know,
speaking of a family
of your own, I have to truly say that I admire you as a husband and a dad. You have a beautiful queen, and your children are just amazing. So I have to give you a salute on that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Five daughters and one son. That's a handful.
Five daughters and one son. And the son is an athlete, right?
Yes. He's football. About to go off and do his thing. Lead a nest and make a better name for the foundation.
And then you have five beautiful daughters. I mean, beautiful daughters. How is it that you as a dad, how do you keep that all in check? You know, do you teach them about, you know, the streets and what to look out for and as far as the knuckleheads?
Well, unfortunately, they're already grown. But when they was younger, I installed in them what they was able to receive. You gotta remember this is during the internet phase. So these are my children of that generation where they grew up. They don't know what a you've got mail mean. They don't know what AOL is. They don't just like me. So it's a whole nother. You can only teach what you can teach in front of your eyes. When they got cell phones and gadgets and social media, you know, it's a different ball game. But all I can tell you, it wasn't easy. It still ain't.
Yeah.
Because now I'm a grandfather, and I got to redo the whole cycle all over again from a, you know, different point of view now.
Yeah, because it's a whole different ball game now, and being a grandparent, because I'm also a grandparent, as you know, of 8 grandchildren. So with the oldest ones being in their 20s, 25. So, yeah, it's a whole different ball game now. But I have to salute you and the Queen. You guys have done such an amazing job raising them. And as I stated, your girls are beautiful, and the guy is just as handsome and a hell of a football player, because I've seen some of the videos and, you know, followed the journey through social media. So salute to you and your beautiful queen.
Thank you.
Yes. And look, I didn't know that you was an artist. So I just found out you was an artist yesterday. And I have to tell you, your music is dope. And I share with you that Mercy Me song. Oh, I had that on repeat because I love that. I love Mercy Me by Marvin Gaye, but the way that you put that spin on it is real dope. So how long have you been doing music, and what inspired you to get into the music game?
I started doing music back in, let's say, 96. And, I got out of jail. And, you know, did a little rapping in jail, ran across a partner, was introduced to someone through a mutual friend, and we vibed together and collaborated, and ended up making a group, forming a group called the Ghetto Henchmen, me and my boy Chaos, shout out to Blackwater Chaos, and we formed the Ghetto Henchmen, and we, you know, collaborated with other artists and put projects together. And over time, you know, we got older, us feeling like the support wasn't there as far as in the streets. Not that the music wasn't right. It was just during that time in music history, it wasn't what you were doing. It was who was supporting you. And I felt like we had a bad support system during my time, because we didn't support each other on the West. We only played who we knew. We wasn't caring about Yo Lo from down the way or whatever. So just got older, and just by the time they started giving music away, I had just started mastering how to do my own stuff, and I wasn't willing to just give that away. I went through too much to get the knowledge. I went to school for it. You know what I'm saying? Got to pay for education or audio, video to be able to engineer my own music. I ain't had time to go through all this to make music, to give it away and look for it on the back end as far as live promotion. That was before streaming. So, you know, things done changed a whole lot now, but I don't have the niche to do music no more right now, as far as I don't feel like I have nothing to rap about. I'm not in the club popping bottles. I'm not on the block. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing regular shit that I enjoy, just being a family man.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bigger pleasure than being on the stage, being popping on social media, finding out who got the most likes. And, you know, within the last year, I launched a podcast of my own, which is called Generation Conversation Network, better known as G-Connect. And that just stands for me being able to have different conversations with different people like y'all doing right now. You know,
yeah.
Reaching out to people, older people, younger people and putting those conversations, I pretty much approach the same conversation with everybody. So it don't matter what generation you is, that's where the mixing pot come in at, where, you know, you can hear that same opinion from somebody older or somebody younger, you know, and networking the bridge between trying to put build a communication bridge, fill that gap, that communication gap between the generations, because I feel like these days the younger generation don't listen to the older generation. They run, huh? Yeah. They run into a brick wall or something before they listen to somebody.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I wanted to just say this, just to let the people know. His mother is my cousin, my first cousin, and she also had a beautiful voice. She can just, like, I love to hear her sing. So I thought maybe that that's where you got your inspiration from getting into the music. But your music is totally different from ours because, but you know old school music. You know them oldies. So
Yeah, I do. I learned a lot from my mother, but I can honestly say the music wasn't it.
Right.
I'm going to say that. May she rest in peace. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Exactly, yes. Rest in peace, Cousin Angie. But, yeah, you know, I feel you what you were saying about the youngsters, how they're not trying to listen to anything from anybody that knows what they're talking about. It's just a shame the way it is nowadays. They have to learn on their own, and unfortunately a lot of them are learning the hard way. Either they're going to make it or they're going to lose it, you know, one way or another, to the music or to the street. So I'm just thankful that you survived what you survived. When I was listening to that intro, your bio, when you were saying how you got shot, and I thank God that you survived that. And that you made this complete turn. Yeah, because you made a complete turn in your life. Like you said, you're not in the clubs popping bottles and doing any of that juvenile stuff. You're being a man, you know, a family man. And as I stated more than once already, you have a beautiful family. And I salute you, making sure you make sure it happens, you know, a beautiful home. You're just the epitome of a man, you know, so salute to you. And I can never take anything away from the queen, because it takes a queen to elevate a king and vice versa.
Facts.
So, yeah, yes, most definitely. And even she's intelligent. She just graduated from school. And, yes, you both compliment each other. Definitely compliment each other. So did you play any sports? Because you have height. Did you play any sports in school?
No, unfortunately, I was fortunate. I played the streets. I didn't.
You elevated that way, y'all. You still
calling
the streets.
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, I ask people this question. What do most people miss under most? What's the question?
What do most people miss from the streets?
I got a question. I just got to go find it in my little tablet. But anyway, I'm not real big on sports at all. I mean, I'm only a football fan because of my son. Prior to my son, I never gave him about sports.
But wait a minute, you got all that 49ers stuff up in your house. Come on now.
I just said outside of football.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm a bang Niner game.
He banging that Niner. That's that.
You gotta see it. I mean, it's like he got 49ers like all up in the house. So you know, it's like,
hey man, everybody in here Niner fan, with the exception of my son, he an honorable Niner fan. You know. Yeah, but I was just saying, prior to that, to answer your question, no, I never played sports. I didn't even.
Yeah.
The jailhouse made me not care for sports.
Yeah, put you on a different level.
You didn't have time to play basketball.
No, you was balling in a different way.
I was surviving, yeah. Sister. But yeah.
Wow. Okay, G Lou, you can go ahead and shoot your questions.
Okay, you know, I just want to let ladies first.
Thank you.
Great intro, by the way, Queen. Bill Blass, man. I want to before I take it back a bit. I want to go back to your rap career. If you know, when you were doing music, great album, by the way, that you put out some years ago. And also I wanted to commend you on that verse on the Won't Stop Being the Blood song with Mitchie, you know, and everybody else that was in it. You know what I mean? That was a good song, you know what I mean? When it came out and it just, you know, had everyone on there representing, and you was on there, had a nice verse on there and the video for the part two of the video. So I wanted to commend you on that song there. And also, on far as that Won't Stop Being a Blood, it's two parts to that song. So is the song so long that it can't be put in as in one? Because if they just want the one song, you have to watch the video, right?
No. What the story behind that is, the homie Mitchie Slick from San Diego,
right?
Nipsey put that song out, and by the time in the process of him recording the song, I so happened to be with one of my homies, rest in peace, Red Rum 781, and
yes,
was able to get introduced to Mitchie on a one-on-one basis. And by the time a year later the song came out, you know, it took a while for him to drop that project from the time he had recorded it.
Right.
So by the time the song came out, I was moving around a little bit better. My movements was a little bit better in my city.
Right.
And, you know, in my community of music of what I was doing. And I was able to approach him when the song came out with a why wasn't question.
Right.
And he his answer was, you redo it, bro. Whatever it is,
okay.
You redo it. I support that. And
okay.
With that being said, I was able to reach out to everybody that I felt like that I knew, you know,
right.
From a different neighborhood personally, you know, that was a solid, solidified individual from that hood, smut-free, to be on the
right.
Song. And it came out the way it did. Mitchie came, showed up, support, you know, brought the Ingles, the wrong kind of Ingles with him. Shout out to Sean Deeds, you know, or Deeds, my bad. But, yeah, I thank you for that, though. Yeah, I was able to do that because I felt like, you know, the way he did it the first time was cool.
Right.
But, you know, I felt truthfully because I'm going to be honest.
He was
missing
that
East
Side.
Because I wasn't in it. I wasn't
okay.
In it and I was there. It could have been better. And
right.
Based on that, he gave me the opportunity to make it better. So I think that's what I did.
Okay. Hey, let me ask you this, too. Just a second part about that song and video, everything, the whole movement that was behind it. Do you think, personally, that song, you know, and video, whatever, did what it was supposed to do, or do you think it could have been done better? Like, what do you think about it looking back on it 10 years? That was about 10, 11 years ago. But, I mean, what I mean by that is I'm sure it was meant to do something with bring all the hoods together, you know, the B-Dogs, because a lot of them beef now. But whatever the case may be, do you look back on it now and feel happy on it, or feel that it did what it was supposed to do?
My point of view on it, depending on how you, as far as the point of view of doing it, oh yeah, I feel like I definitely did. It definitely accomplished what I wanted to do, because if you're not affiliated or you're not politicking in them streets at that time when that video was shot, when that song was recorded, the song
right.
Itself is actually longer than that. It's at least five other artists that's on that song that's not in that video, so they're actually not on the song, because it was a politic behind that. It was a politic behind doing that song. You got to
right.
Understand, with if you look at those neighborhoods at that time, that song was, that project was made, 75% of them dudes on that song at that park at that time, neighborhoods don't get along.
Right.
They was just there on my behalf, on my name, because of the rapport I had with those individuals.
Right.
So it was no drama. If you couldn't come without the drama, then you can't be on the song. You know what I'm saying? And it was a better song. I felt like to be able to bring that many real solid, reputable people that rap, that really get it in, that really not just jumping on the song just because they need somebody on it. Every one of them individuals on that song has a rap career. Now, where it went or where it's at today is on them.
Right.
I did my part on it. I gave them a recognition that got millions of views all over the world. Now, it's up to you what you do with it. I did my part. That was my last little bit of music right there. That was my exit out right there. Once that song was done, I was done with music because At that time, I was 40-plus years old.
Right.
I hadn't went gold. I hadn't went platinum. You know what I'm saying? I've got kids at this time. I got, you know, I got teenagers at that time that's sticking to, hey, I'm getting gray hairs. I ain't, fuck this studio shit. That shit ain't paying no bills. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I got you.
I'm missing time. I can't be in the club when I got daughters. You got to remember, it's not the same raising daughters as raising sons. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a big difference. It's a hen house.
Right. He said a hen house.
Yeah.
You a fool with that. That's real.
Keep it real, my nigga. Young
That's
nigga
real.
Number 5. He's up in
That's
head,
real.
Man.
That's real. Hey.
He said a hen house.
But that's why I asked you that question. You pretty much answered it. That was kind of the meaning behind it. Do you think it, you know, did what it did as far as bringing people together? Because it was a lot of different set neighborhood on that song, you know. And like you said now, most of them didn't get along. So that's why I asked you that too. And I want to ask you another part of that question. Do you think it could be done today in 2022? The same thing that was done just bringing that together again, and would you be a part of it, just maybe behind the scenes, directing, producing, or bringing it together?
To be honest with you, can it be done? I'm sure it can be done. It would take a machine to do it, not just one person. It would take a machine. It would have to have more to it than just collaborating on a song for it to actually pop off.
Right.
And would I be a part of it? For one, I don't live in California no more, so it would be a financial situation for me to commute to gather intel to do stuff of that nature. And I don't even want that line in life no more. And I don't promote it due to the fact that, I got a teenage son that it would kill me if he throw up a gang sign or talk about he Lil Bill Blasters. That ain't gonna happen, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't put myself in a situation where I feel like I can be out here telling other people, kids, what to do if I ain't teaching mine right. So I'm focusing on mine because I came up fucked up. I'm not perfect. I know I had it. You know, I'm far from an angel. As a kid coming up. So I'm trying to give my son and my kids everything I didn't have. So as far as going out there, that's putting myself in harm's way. Not that I can't do it, but, you know, going to California, if you don't live there and you know it's a different, you know, they live with their hair on their backs on always on up mode.
Right.
If you don't understand what that means, then, you know, just go somewhere where you feel like you got to keep your head on the swivel, nigga. Anybody could be an accident.
Right.
So you grow up and that becomes embedded in you. It becomes a norm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But once you, you know, get yourself out of that situation, it's like ain't, you know, I come to visit, but I can't politic and go hood to hood and gather folks, you know. That's something for the people that's down there right now. Still out there on the front line protesting the bandanas. I'm not, you know. I love my neighborhood. Right. No disrespect to my neighborhood. All my homies know how I feel, but you know what I'm saying, as far as any other neighborhood, I can't talk to my little homies like any kind of way. So I'd be damned if I go try to talk to anybody else, little homies.
Right. Got it. And you sound like a real changed man. Not a changed man, but just really, like Queen said, just you really, I don't even say mature. You a grown man. I've been a grown man. But, you know, just your whole outlook on everything sounds, you know, way different, man. And I salute you on that, you know, because I know what you come from. And one more thing on that, like you mentioned, the homie Red Run, rest in peace. What do you got to say about him? Because, you know, he not put it together, but had a lot to do with that thing coming together as well. And everything Red Rum has done, man, over the years to, you know, never really get his due flowers and things, you know. You got anything to say about Rum?
Truthfully, everything I have to say about Rum is really on YouTube already.
Right.
You know, I put up 22 episodes of conversating with people that was real close to him. So for anybody on here that would care to hear that, now I can get you the story, but I'm telling you the same thing as well, though. You know, that said, the answer to that question is right there, bro. Open dialogue with people that really was next to him, you know what I'm saying, including myself, that a lot of people wouldn't have been able to do. And I did it at the time that I did it and brought it together. I did it, made it look real. I did it real proper, I believe. But as far as him being underrated, yeah, he definitely was slept on. He didn't get his flowers as he should have. But we sent him off well. Or should I say family sent him off well. As far as the homies, we showed up. His real people that he messed with in them streets and the people that couldn't make it, you know. He was a well-loved individual, you know what I'm saying, and may he rest well. That was my guy, right? I can't call him my big homie because I'm older than him. But, you know, in the music game, that's my big homie in the music.
Shout out to Rum, man. Rest in peace, man. Real close to me as well. When I first started my radio show here many years ago, Ron was one of the first people to give me an interview on here, man, and you know, after that we did a few more things, but always, you know, respect them the most for that and thank them for that, man, you know. So rest in peace again to Ron. Always much respect. So what do you think? Because we're speaking about maturity and things of that nature, and even you know, sound real reformed and on a different program. And what do you think about, like, right now, you know, the internet and all this stuff going on, you know, certain people pushing different narratives that, you know what I mean, just how it's coming across as negativity or, you know, always, you know where I'm going with it. I don't have to say any names or anything, and not no disrespect. What do you think about that going on right now?
You lost me. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny or dance around an answer, but can you reiterate that question?
Okay, just the internet, period. Not specifically anyone, but just
the internet, the internet is, in my opinion, is a yin and a yang, bro. It's a good thing and a bad thing. It depends on how you use it. Just like the social media, as far as my opinion of it, that's my opinion. Now, as far as what goes on it, oh, that shit's outrageous.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, this generation rather die for a like. I mean, I remember when it was. We had to use a telephone booth, bro. You know, I'm you know, I'm over 50 years old, so it's a different, you know, I'm seeing shit now. We talking video, chatting, and like we right here. I'm shit tomorrow. We gonna have holograms.
right.
But that fast, you know what I'm saying? Then they, the bullshit, they trying to get everybody to fall for the scare tactics. They just, you know, life is just taking a different turn.
There's a lot of bulliness going on the internet. There's a lot of bulliness going on.
And bulliness.
You know, yeah, there's a lot of bulliness going on. Yeah. That's my word.
That's a way to put it. That's a way to put it, definitely. You know, yeah.
Now, was that question towards, like, the youth, how it's affecting, or you just mean?
That followed, but that was going to follow with that, because that was my next question. What do you think about the youth right now, them being so out of control, or even all of these rappers, you know, just been getting killed and lately, every day is, you know what I mean, it's something new on that tip, far as with the younger homies.
As far as the music tip, I just feel like the times have changed so bad to where they're not, this generation is not looking for tomorrow. Remember, this is
right.
Past the YOLO.
Right.
You gotta understand, at least anybody that's over 50 can go to somebody he been knowing for 20, 30 years. It's still, you know, I got a saying that if you over 40 years old and ain't nobody can vouch been knowing you for 20 years and say something positive, you's a fucked up individual.
Can I curse on you? Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
That's real talk, too.
If you over 40 years old, it can't nobody you know for 20 years or better say nothing positive about you.
Right.
Something wrong with that choice of character.
Right.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah, that's real talk right there.
That's some facts.
That's real talk. I didn't know you was over 50.
Yeah, I've been around. I'm a 70s baby.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Looking like you're
about to be the hood this year. Listen to my old ass, see? I don't even sound right coming out of my mouth. I'm about to be the hood this year. Ain't that something? Ain't that something?
That's tequila talking right here.
That part. Ain't nothing wrong with it, homie.
Yeah.
Hey, before we continue, before I forget, let me take a couple of people been on hold here wanting to speak, so let me take a phone call or two, if you don't mind, Bill.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Well, am I going to be on hold?
No, you're here.
No, you're
going to
be right
here. They calling for you.
Oh,
so let
okay.
Me see.
Shoot.
209. 209 in the building. Good evening. You're live on the G. Lou Show. Hello.
Hey, Mr. Lou. And hey, Queen.
Hey,
how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, family. How you doing, Mr. Bill Blast, Mr. D-Ray?
Hey, who?
That's my brother. That's my brother.
Hey, just your family, Brack, man. You know me.
What's up, Brack? How you doing, Brack? Scotty said you was going to call me, but you ain't never called me, man. So I was like,
well, you know what? I would tell you, but Scotty didn't give me the correct number.
But Gene got my number, so that I ain't trying to hear that, man.
Okay, whatever, fam. We can talk about that
later.
Yeah,
don't come up here throwing rocks when you live in a glass house right now. Your shit gonna shatter.
Keep going. I don't throw rocks at nobody.
And you came on in with the government? Oh, yeah, you wrong, Brat. Bill, bro.
And I told him not to do that. I told him, don't do that.
The hell wrong with you? I don't want these motherfuckers think, well, they think they know you didn't know that much about shit. First of all, you call me Billy.
Let me rewind this, Mr. Blast.
Yes, sir.
let's rewind this. How you doing, family?
I'm beautiful right now, man, and it's getting better by the sip.
Yeah, it's getting better by the second, man. You know, just hearing your voice is a blessing.
He said by the sip.
That went right over his head.
To it.
Well, you know, I didn't even hear what you said.
He said it's getting better by the sip.
It gets better by the what?
Yeah. You older than me, huh?
Yeah, man, shit, I'll be 60.
Oh,
I'll
yeah,
be 63.
Hey.
He said, I hear it.
You ain't going to be 63. You're going to be 64. I'm going to be 63.
Hey, can I keep a year to myself?
No, you been sipping?
No, I just got me some Chinese food, nigga.
I'll sip to that.
Look, I am too. I'm going to sip to it myself.
Go ahead and sip to it then. Now, I just wanted to hear your voice, young man. You know, like I see, I hear what you're doing. I was listening to your conversation and everything. And I just want to say, man, you know, I'm proud. And, you know, you are a very blessed man.
Thank you, brother.
And like you said, man, you know, keep your head on the swivel, man, because you never know when you got to turn that corner.
Man, facts.
You know, and that's real talk. But I just want to let you know. So where you at right now? Where you living at?
AZ.
Oh, you in Arizona?
Yes, sir.
So he right around there by Desmond.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll make sure you get his number, though. I'll make sure I give you his number this evening.
Let me, because we do have to conversate. But I just want to let you know that I'm proud of you, man. And, you know, I want you to know, you know, your mother was a beautiful woman.
Thank you.
She had a good heart. And everything.
That he did.
Yeah, she had a very good heart. You know, your mama Jeannie, Angie was, whoo, she was a cold piece of work. So,
yeah, a handful of firecracker.
Oh, far back now, she was an M80, dog. No, she was an M80.
Yeah.
She wasn't no firecracker. She was an M80. She was a small piece of dynamite.
She was a stick of dynamite. Fucking him, man.
Yeah, she was.
Tall.
Yeah, she was tall. Tall,
yeah,
chocolate,
she's six
and
feet.
Beautiful.
She's 6 feet. She's over 6 feet. Yeah, she.
Yeah.
You just keep doing what you're doing. Like you said, you know, it's a beautiful thing. You know, they say, you know, ain't nothing wrong with growing old and being smart. What's crazy is being young and dying young, you know. You don't want to die young and don't have the common sense to make decisions for yourself when you got your OGs out there telling you what to do. That means your mind's been taken and you don't have a choice but to do what they say. But the thing about it is, hey, you grew out of that shit, and I'm glad to hear that. And I'm glad you're taking care of your family, and that's what a real man does. He leaves the bullshit alone and he takes care of his family. And
right.
That's all I got to say to you, young man. I am proud. You know, the Queen's going to give you your number, and we're going to have to chop it up. I'm on some FaceTime or whatever time you got to do it.
Yeah, we can do all that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
So it's nothing.
Okay, I'm just trying to be a piece in the puzzle. That's all I'm trying to be.
Hey, we all are. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole lot we got to talk about, man. So, you know, we can make it happen.
Yeah, we can do that, man.
You.
You know, mi casa, su casa. I'm just, and this is from my heart. And my sister know when I say that, I mean it.
Yeah.
Likewise.
You know, mi casa, su casa. My doors are always open. Yeah, and that's real talk. Oh, I'm in Merced.
Merced, California?
Yeah, I'm in Merced, California. I'm like about an hour and a half outside of Oakland. I'm in between Tulare, Fresno.
Oh, yeah, you're
up north. I'm up here in the valley.
Yeah, that's right, because that's where Scotty went up there for a minute, right? Didn't Scotty come up there or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was up there
My grandfather came up there and visited y'all up there. I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
That was
in August.
Before COVID. Wasn't that before COVID?
Yeah, I think that's when my wife passed away.
Yeah, that's what he came down for.
Yeah, he came down when my wife passed. And so that's what I'm saying, man. You know,
I love his heart. That man told me something, me and my wife, something that day, once upon a time. I ain't gonna say what day it was. That man told me something. Man.
You ain't gonna never forget it. And I asked
you. Yeah,
that right.
You know, did I tell you?
You told me, and
told
I
us?
Yeah. And I asked him about that, and he was like, "You damn right, that's what the fuck I say."
I'm
gonna tell you something about Scotty. That man said, he said this. He said, he don't want no damn old woman. If everybody wanna fuck with him, they have to put an application in.
Yeah, he said that to me, so he told me that.
Yeah.
I laughed, but then I seen the white girl stable he had.
Oh yeah, you see her too?
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, hey, but I just want you to know, hey, family, I'm going to say this to you. I'm looking forward to having conversations, and I'm proud of you for what you did. You know, we all lived the lifestyle at one time. You know, whether you was a Crip, whether you was a Blood, whether you was affiliated or not affiliated, but we all know somebody in the game. But we didn't let the game take our lives. You know, we use the game to get ahead. We not affiliated with that shit no more, but we know people that are. And it's just
right.
The way it goes. But as
right,
long as they
right,
don't affect
right.
you, yeah, as long as it don't affect your livelihood, we ain't got nothing to sweat about. Neither shit. I know who to let into my circle. My circle's only on one hand. And that's just the way it goes. You know, you got your folks. Everybody got their folks.
Well, I'm gonna be a realist about this whole situation when it comes to gang shit. I don't, you know, in my experience now, as of today, I can say, and been this way for at least over the last 15 years or so, I can honestly say I got, you know, I got real live, diehard Crip homies that'll do anything for me, and likewise, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? So it ain't about no Blood or Crip shit with me. It's about a man being a man with me now. And
that's what I'm talking about.
From,
you know, leave the bullshit behind. Leave the bullshit behind.
Yeah.
Telling me as a man, you know.
Yeah, we're a man before anything.
Yeah, I ain't got time for that shit. That's what I'm saying. You know, don't bring your bullshit to my castle.
Neighborhoods is like your skin to me, nigga. You can't change that. That's where you from. Okay, well, that don't mean you a bad motherfucker.
No, it don't.
It don't mean you a good motherfucker. Just because you black don't mean you fucked up. Don't mean you great neither.
No,
you know?
Like that goes with every color. That goes with
right.
every
That's
color.
That's all I'm saying when it comes to the gang shit with me. I don't, you know. Trip like that.
No, I ain't got time for it, bro, because what you do, don't put no money in my bank account.
Right. That's
you know,
that
you know
that
when
part,
I go
that,
check my
that,
bank account,
that.
your name ain't on none of my checks. Your name ain't on shit.
Man.
What you do, don't put money in my bank account.
So I'm gonna give him your number. I'm gonna make sure I give the number out so you can call him up.
Yeah, we can have a proper talk.
Yeah, we did. You older than me? Yeah, hell yeah. Bang my line, man. Get used to be talking a little reckless too.
Yeah, you said bang my line.
I need that knowledge. Get at me. You holding out.
Hey, God, I ain't holding out. You can teach me something,
yeah, you
too.
You holding out, man. You old, you over 60 years, bro. You holding out, bro. Get at me, man. Quit ducking me, man.
I haven't been ducking you, man.
Man.
I mean, man, I don't duck nobody, man. Don't even go there with
man.
That.
Scotty gave you my number over a year ago, bro.
Man,
so.
Scotty ain't
don't
gave me your
keep,
number,
don't
man.
Don't keep throwing up his glass house, man.
Man, come on,
just,
man.
Just go on and take the number and use it, man. That's all I'm saying.
Come on,
I'm
going to lock you in. As soon as the queen give me your number, I'm going to lock you in. you
man,
know.
If we wasn't live right now, I'd give you my damn number right now. She should have been already text you my number.
I'm going to text you to it right now. You damn right. I'm going to text you to it right
that.
Now.
She a feet. That's next queen call thing. That she should have already been in your inbox.
Come on, man. Hey, I'm going to holler at you, man, after the show is over with. I'm going to holler at you after the show is over with because Arizona's like an hour away.
Yes, sir.
As soon as you are, hey, as soon as the show's over with, I'm going to call you.
All
okay,
right.
I just
I
sent
look
it to him. He got it. He got it right now.
All right,
man. Let me lock you
kite,
in, man.
The kite has been flown.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Hey, you ain't got to worry about that now. I'm finna reel the kite in.
All right, big bro. We love you.
All right. Love you guys. Have a blessed one.
Okay. You too.
Likewise.
Thanks for calling.
All right. No problems.
All right. Peace.
Blessings and peace.
All right. We're back. Yeah, y'all was having that was a family reunion family call right there. I just bagged up, man, and let y'all, you know, congregate for a minute. You feel me?
Yeah, I'm going to make sure. He got it now, though, family. I sent him that kite while we was on the phone, so he got it. He going to call you, so, yeah.
I'm sure he is. I had to, you know, man, can't come up here. You told him not to do something, and he did it anyway. So, you know, fair reaction, never react.
Hey, we got another caller. I see this area code. There's probably some more family right here. But hold on, before we do that, let me ask you a question before I forget. Not ask you a question, but bring this up. Speaking about the things you're doing now and what you've been doing, you spoke a little bit about it earlier. Talk about the G Connect show and what you do on there. What your show you do?
I have conversations with different artists, different comedians, singers, you know, DJs.
Yeah, you had a lot of people on there. I seen. I was looking at the rundown.
Thank you. It's just like networking. I'm just trying to get conversations out there for people to get an understanding of who that artist is outside of the stigma that they are only known for.
Right.
You know, you
right.
take a certain artist, all you know is, you know, let's just say it like this. Look, all you know about Eazy-E is what you know about Eazy-E. Had I been doing this in that time, or he was relevant right now, or not relevant, he was live right now. Let me take that. If not, may he rest in peace. If he was live right now, somebody would be able to get a conversation out of him. This generation would need that information if they was
right.
willing to listen.
Right.
Now, if you go to my page and click on it, that means you're willing to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's all I can get you. I can put it there like they say, you know, you can lead a horse to the water. You
can't make him drink. Well, just can't make them drink.
Know,
right.
You put a whole lot of information in a book. But memorize a whole song. And a whole song, three verses, intros and outros, but won't read a page in the book.
Right. Factual. Speaking on your show, too, what would you say out of you've interviewed and conversated with a lot of people? What I'm not going to say your favorite, but what was one of your... would you say memorable episodes that you had that you really liked or respected or got something from or that you would just, that you can point out and say that's one of the ones I really, you know, if you wanted someone to go check it out, you would tell them to go check this episode out.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to get credit where credit is due. Go check out the full conversation with Kato Fonya. That was my first actual interview.
Okay.
You know, my first ever conversation that was the conversation I started my, you know, and that's Kato Fonya from, he's off of Smoke A Lot Radio. He's a host.
Right, yeah, Kato.
Co-host.
Oh, my mama. From Harlem.
He's one of the co-hosts.
Kato. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the homie Kato right there. That's my little homie right there. That's my loved one right there.
Kato. Okay, so that's the one we'll go check out.
So I just wanted to touch on that, man. Everybody, make sure you go check out the channel, G Connect channel, correct? Let them know what it is, Bill, so they can go to the channel and subscribe
and all
that.
Yeah, it's G Connect on, it's G Connect 1, G-C-O-N-N-E-T, the number one, on Instagram and YouTube. And all I ask is you watch it. Leave a comment. Let me know you. Let me know so I can't. If something wrong, if something you didn't like, if something you like, I don't know you. I won't even know you watch it, other than a view. So,
right.
Let me know something. If you watch a little 7 to 10 minute skit, you gave me that much time. Say something, please. Wow. If it ain't nothing but the shit or trash. Whatever. You know, let me know,
I told him, G Lou, that I shout out his YouTube channel every Sunday on the show during the announcements. And
right.
I said, it's only I want the people to know who's behind G Connect, you know, as far as the YouTube
right.
page. So that was another reason why I wanted him to come on. And I'm glad that I'm really glad that you accepted the invitation to come on at the last minute. Truly, I am. I'm humbled for that. I can't thank you enough for doing that.
Thank you. It was a challenge because, you know, I'm a be honest with you. It's like one of them. It's like one of them steel sharpened steel moments. I don't know how long y'all been doing y'all thing, but you know, it's like I've spent my whole time since May of last year conversating with people, you know, editing stuff down. And this is the first time somebody even had to, you know, reach out to me for me to, you know, it ain't the first time, but it's the first time I accepted. Let me take that. Let me say it that way. You know,
because
I have the same skepticism that a lot of people have. You know, when it, what is this about? Like, what is your hidden agenda? So just like y'all let it be known, I want it to be known, we over here, us, all my situation and this situation that you're listening to, feel free to come on in and have a conversation, man. Ain't nobody out to dig no dirt up. We ain't looking for no drama. We ain't looking for
we don't do all that.
Penitentiary.
We don't even get down like that.
We just want to have a conversation for the next generation. To fall back on, because, you know, tomorrow not promised to none of us, yo.
Right.
So let's get it in and love on each other while we can. Give each other our flowers now. You know, let people know who we are now and what we've done, because, shit, hey, if we don't, it'll be too late.
Unity. That's what it's about.
But like you just said, the main thing, tomorrow
ain't promised. Y'all don't want to get Queen started on the Unity March right now because, you know.
No, we're not going to get started on that.
We all we got.
We all we got. That part right there.
Let me take another caller. Somebody has their hand raised. Caller, hello, you're live on the air.
Good evening, everyone. Hi, family. Hi, Cousin Jean. Hi, G. Lou.
What's going on, Cousin Marcy?
Hi. Hi to the guests. Nice to hear your voice. I will be checking out G Connect. I was a little tardy for the party. G. Lou, don't be trying to clown me. Talk about my hand is raised.
I love, Marcy.
It's love. It was like, wait a minute, when you wake up from a nap when you're little. And I'm like, wait, that's Cousin Jean and Breston. Oh, gosh, let me hurry up. But I like the message that you are saying, Mr. Bill. I'm going to definitely be checking you out. I will be leaving comments as well. I know how important that algorithm is. Great show as usual, you all. You are just sounding good. I had to say something. but, yeah, sounding good, sounding great. And, yes, unity. Like when you said, We All We Got, and also we just have to go ahead and get that positive message out. This is a new forum now. It seems like a lot of people are taking to the podcast, to the YouTube, to the clubhouses, to the different areas. But, yeah, the positive message, they trying to hurry up and flood it with that negative. So anybody that's or any show, any organization that is like that, I will definitely try to be a part of. And, yeah, that was it. That was it. You know, I didn't have too much to say.
Nah, you said
so,
enough. You said enough.
Bill Blass, that's my cousin from my dad's side.
Okay. Hello, relative. Hello, relative.
Right, that part right there.
Hi, relative. She has to introduce me, right? But, yes,
right.
So family here. That's what I said. I just was like, wow, G-Lo. I started to say, did they kick G-Lo out the room?
G-Lo said he just fell. He said,
I just fell back. No. Yeah.
I told Marcy, I texted her, I said, family takeover again, just like when you came on and you and I started talking, and G-Lo just fell back, like, let me just let him go ahead and talk.
I know. He is so kind for that. Like, he always let us get our way, whether it's the OD show or the Friday night or the West Coast Wednesdays, but we thank you. And relative, I'm going to be out there checking you out.
Oh, okay. Appreciate it. Thank you.
And I'm going to start reposting you and everything, too. But, I don't have too much other to say. That's about it. Got to save my voice for work tomorrow.
Well, thank you for calling in, Cousin Marcy. We love you.
Thank you, Marcy.
Thank you, Marcy.
You are welcome. Thank you all. Good night. Peace and blessings.
All righty. Peace and love.
Peace and blessings.
Shout out to Marcy. The love is coming in. You know, it's a family affair. You know, Queen G got a big old family, man. So, you know, I always meet new people, and it just, you got a real big family. So that's a beautiful thing right there. That's beautiful.
She like,
yeah.
You know, she's like the mob. She stretched across the world, see?
Right. Right. She's speechless on that. Yeah, that's for real, though. That's for real.
Yeah, that's for real. Hey, do we have that Mercy Me song, G-Lo?
Mercy Me?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't think I have that. I didn't upload it.
You don't
have
that one? Okay. That's a dope one. Okay. All righty.
I uploaded a couple, like the one you sent me and then the other one you told me, but, you know, I didn't really know which one. So we got a couple. Let me see. Yeah, but that one I did not upload, though.
Yeah. Let me ask you this.
Bill, let me ask you this. How did that collaboration come with you and T-Pain?
Truthfully, via contest.
Okay.
It was a contest. Took part of. Got to that point, and then it didn't spin off because wasn't no money in it for me.
Right. I got
it
you.
It was more of a payout than the payout wasn't coming with no promotion. It was an experience. But a good one though.
Right.
I have no, you know.
Right, got you. I just want to ask you about that song. And let me ask you this: somebody else, we got another caller. But let me ask you this: out of the music you did do, like Queen G mentioned, the Mercy Me. Now, I know that song you're talking about, Queen. I listened to it. I just didn't upload it. That's kind of with the Marvin sample. Well, what is one of your favorite? What's one of your favorite cuts that you? Like, again, right now, if you could tell somebody to go check out some of your older music, what would be the one you would point out?
Wow, that's a good...
Yeah.
Hey.
Put up on the spot.
Hey, you know what? Now I get how my people
he's at.
As Kato say. Oh, my
mama.
See, I ain't gonna make it.
I got you, though. I feel you, but
no,
it ain't even got to
no,
be a favorite. Just but just something
I haven't listened to my music in so long. Not that when I hear it, somebody else playing.
Right.
And I ain't saying it like that happens every day. I ain't saying it like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, or so it's like when I was doing music at that time, those two songs. No, I mean, all depends on. Well, see, now I feel just like they be feeling, because nigga, you just asked for one. Hey. For the record, anybody that I've interviewed that's listening right now, oh, my mama, in my Kato voice, I understand now.
All right. It's all love. Don't even let it stress you, bro. It ain't that serious.
No, I got it. I'm going to say off the leash, my nigga.
Off the leash?
It's on my album. Gene got both my albums. One of these songs could be found on Apple Music, iTunes, CDBaby.com, any streaming platform it should be in if you type in Ghetto Henchman.
But you got a part G2B, one and two.
A what?
You got a part one and two?
Off the leash?
Yeah, because it say off the leash part two. I'm looking at it now. It was on your Off the Leash part two. Oh, it got
wasn't it on your first album?
I don't know why they got that then. They got a part two.
Yeah, it didn't mean the part two.
He said that didn't run that by me.
There ain't no part two. The only part, you got to understand, at that time, I did all that shit myself, bro, and I didn't know what the fuck I was doing back then.
Wow. Oh, okay.
I mean, I copywritten all my shit and got all my shit registered, but the names and titles, like hashtags and fucking at signs now. You know what I'm saying?
They say part two when they got features on there. It got Squeak Roof, Rare Rum.
Part two then. It got Rare Rum? No, I ain't got Rare Rum on Off the Leash part two. Do it.
That's what they say. Say Deuce Bone, Squeak Rue, Rare Rum, G Love, and June Dog. They probably got the title wrong.
Oh, well, no. The Off the Leash, I'm talking about the Off the Leash one.
It's on your album, Money Weed. It's on the Money Weed and Music album.
Yeah, that's what it's. Because I was listening to that earlier.
Maybe they just got the part two wrong or something, but it's on that album.
Yeah. You can play it. You can play whatever you like, bro.
I just want to make sure that, you know, that's why I was asking you what you kind of wanted to hear and wanted me to play. Feel me?
Confirming that right now.
Okay.
Off the Leash too. Yeah, that's it. Off the Leash too. That's the one. You can play that one. Yeah.
So you seeing what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Before I do that, I think it was another caller out there. Let me take this other caller right here.
Please.
Calling you live on the line, 760.
Yes, this is Mrs. Scott.
Hey.
Hi,
hey, Queen.
This is the wife. Thank you for all the stuff you said. You are so sweet.
You're welcome.
Right, but as you can see, he done got lost, and I don't understand why he didn't say the song Bad Guys.
Whoa.
Oh, Bad Guys.
Yes.
That's your, that's
why,
the one
he,
you...
Why he said you got lost. Queen
right.
said you got lost.
You tripping.
You got
you
lost.
Tripping. You people already know it's Bad Guys.
Sipping and sipping. I'm like, okay, but only reason why
I did not get lost. I'm right here.
So he over there tripping and tripping.
Right.
So he over there tripping and tripping.
Hey, she over here trying to monetize my shots right now.
That's what Queens do. See, that's what I was saying earlier.
I'm at home, right? I ain't behind
right.
the wheel, right? This ain't my show, right? I don't have to do no editing on this, right?
This is not your show.
I just show up and ask the questions, right?
But it is a show, and I'm on here to talk. So what I was going to say to you guys. He was saying he didn't mention bad guys. The only reason why I went with bad guys is because some kind of way they got me on the hook. But
okay.
So
we need to hear that.
Like that. So it's not that deep though. Like, you know, it's
yeah,
a
play
little...
that.
It's a, yeah, play that.
Yeah, we want to
yeah,
hear you on the hook.
That.
I want to hear
you
on the
yeah,
hook.
Yeah, we can talk about that too.
Right. But to, in his defense, we don't listen to his songs that often, but when we do, it's a vibe, and we
right.
go ahead and play it all the albums from beginning to end.
Right.
We don't skip too much or nothing. So, like I said, I think that, you know, he did really good on those albums considering that
uh-huh.
they did do a lot of that stuff themselves. The last
right.
album, what I liked about that was that he pretty much did a lot of mastering on that one. Himself
mm-hmm.
okay.
and kind of really got more into that aspect of making music. So that's why that one was, you know, kind of special in a sense.
Right.
Yeah.
But to me, all the albums ended up coming out really good. He, when he stopped doing music and wasn't doing it as much, shall I say, and started doing shows, he gave the opportunity to a lot of people to come do shows without kind of being that janky promoter, you know?
Right, right.
right.
And
right.
that's what got him the ties that he have with different people that, like you said, he was able to bring together for that video shoot for Won't Stop
mm-hmm.
Being the Blood 2, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Those connections and on his name, like my word, like, hey, y'all have beef if you do. Don't come. If you do come,
mm-hmm.
for me, you got to keep it just, this is business, you know?
Right.
That's what we're here for.
Right.
And so he always had that because we've had shows that we've promoted and did where it was Bloods and Crips. No issues, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
A beautiful show from beginning to end, no issues at all. And, you know, it was just a niche that we had for a minute, but then, again, reality kicked in. You got kids. You got all this stuff. You can't be out hanging till 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And you
right,
got
and
you
definitely
home,
not having
you know?
That. You definitely not having
right.
that.
Right. Well,
no, I'm just playing. Go ahead. Go ahead.
He was part of it.
There. I was there. So this was
hey,
a mutual.
Hey, truth be told, no, since you bringing out stuff, she was the one collecting all the money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was. So.
Okay.
So I was there, you know, us together doing it, doing on that movement as well. You know, like I said, we came together as parents and went on in a whole other movement, you know.
Right,
but
right.
for the most part, you know, the G-Connect thing came about. I think he loves to talk. That was my thing. Okay,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
right.
I think, yeah, go, hey, talk to people. That's, if you love to talk, why wouldn't you talk to people? You know,
right.
people right. out there, somebody will listen. So that's what
I talk better with a tip.
So that's
a
how
lot
the
of people
G-Connect. Do. Yeah, that's how the G-Connect came about because, you know, he pondered on it and pondered on it and kind of didn't want to start it on his own, but I felt like he could. So I encourage
right.
that, you know, hey, go do your thing. You don't need anybody else. I know it's uncomfortable because it's something different and new, but that means that you're doing something right if you're uncomfortable, you know?
Right.
It's a challenge.
Say you sitting in front of cameras.
Right, right. Well, I feel
no.
you on that, though. I feel you on that.
Yeah,
I had the same
whole
issue
element.
Myself, you know what I mean, getting used to that. I understand. I feel you.
Even though I'm not a criminal or breaking any laws today, it's still just like, you know, it's certain shit. I like, men don't talk to another man taking a piss.
Right.
We don't do
right,
that.
Right, 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 right.
In certain cities, you just can't get caught. Today
but,
is a good day.
Think about it. To be honest, since you've been doing it, it's getting a little less uncomfortable doing it.
Because you get more comfortable the more you do it.
Yeah. Especially if you're already a natural speaker, just being in that camera, getting used to that part, you know what I mean? But it's natural. Like you said, of course, it's going to get better as you go. More comfortable. And then the more comfortable you are, the more better it's just going to be because you get your natural self. And it, you know what I mean? So it's a beautiful thing.
Right. It is.
It's a beautiful
thing. It's definitely like you guys said, if anybody is on, definitely tap in the G-Connect over on YouTube. And I'm pretty much the person who do most of the Instagram stuff. But we are over on Instagram at G-Connect1 also. But other than that, I'm not going to hold you guys too long. I'm going to go back up here and monetize as far as
hey, you know what?
Thank
you know
you.
What though? I'm real glad you called. Hey, look, I'm real glad you called because you really gave us some more insight. Actually, you know, your husband or your man's been doing a great interview, but you came in and really gave us some great insight on everything. You know what I mean? And I think you guys are a wonderful team. You know what I mean? So, I'm glad you called in. Thank you.
No worries.
Thank you, Queen.
Thank you guys. Thank you guys for the opportunity and have a good night.
You too.
Much love.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, that's a beautiful thing right there.
My glass, Jeffy, can I get some ice?
Hey, see, that was beautiful, though, man.
They complement each other. They are really a strong team. You know, they got a strong foundation, a real strong foundation.
Right.
That's what I love about them, you know.
Hey, G.
Yes, sir.
Go there, Lottie. Somebody help me. I'm trying to escape.
Hey, yo, one. Hey, let me take another caller. We got another caller out there calling from the 707. You're live on the air. Hello.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
my name is
Peter.
Good evening.
I'm just trying to miracle water, man. I got
you know you kooky y'all. You know you threw me way off, man.
Ain't that wonderful to hear that voice? Yes.
Right. Man, I'm so happy to hear
but
that voice
that
right now.
Code.
And he know he threw me off with that number. He know he did, too. What up, F1?
Man, everything is crazy. Mr. Bill Blast, man, I really dig your convo. You kind of remind me, you and your girl kind of remind me of Hank Norman, you know, it's like you guys, man, that's what it's about, man, to have like a
strong
backbone of a woman to fix the things that you can't fix, assist you in the things that need assisting, and to keep bouncing the ball forward for the both of y'all, man. Congratulations on all of that above. Congratulations
on the
podcast. Big shout out to Cato as well. Man, what I do want to say that's like really, really tripping me out is not just the humbleness in what your conversation is, but how you realize, damn, if this don't work, I'll do this. You said you went to school to learn how to engineer, so you really didn't have to rely on people to jerk you and pull your strings. I mean, everything you did the right thing. Whether or not it went to where you wanted it to go, you did the right thing. I have no regrets. I feel the same way that you feel. Hip-hop is a big-ass illusion. Everybody ain't going to make it. Everybody ain't going to be that guy. But to learn from that, progress, and keep the ball bouncing, that's admirable because a lot of fools just give up. So, man, big shout-out to you, man. And all these songs that they're talking about, I want to hear them. Because I am so intrigued right about now. And I feel bad because I don't know, man, because, man, I'm an old cat. So how you're speaking on, you want old cats to come holler at you. Well, I'm an old cat, and I feel bad because I wasn't familiar with the music. So, man, if y'all could play something, man, so I can hear the vibe, man, you know, give me some spiritual fuel tonight, that'd be great.
Got you. Got
appreciate
you. Got you,
man. Tweet. I appreciate you, man. You're on, brother. I really do.
God bless you, man. Tweet Cadillac, baby.
Tweet Cadillac, baby.
Is that glad to hear you. Wait. What tweet?
Yeah,
is that
tweet.
Tweet Cadillac penthouse player?
Yes,
that
sir.
That is Tweet, a penthouse player.
That's
yes,
him.
Sir.
And did he leave?
No,
he's
I'm
there.
Right.
No, he's still there.
Hey, Tweet.
What up?
Can we have a conversation, bro? Off, you know what I'm saying? This is what networking is about, man. I'm a fan of your music as well, man. That put out Flare Click that you, hey, man, that was my shit, bro.
Wow.
That inspired me back in the day. So, you know,
wow, that's beautiful.
If it's possible, we can.
That's 35 years old, damn near. So that's a beautiful thing, man, that I was able to touch, you know. Man, people to this day, that's what keeps me going because I'm an old cat. So it's like just for somebody to say that right there, that's going to put 2 more hours on my life.
That part.
I'm glad to be able to tell you the real, bro, because, you know, you Quick and you know, is Player Ham, you Quick. And Easy, right? That was a Penthouse Player Click, right?
Yes, sir.
Man, Trust No. Trust No. Oh, my goodness. Dog, I was a youngin', I wasn't young, but like you say, I was in my 20s. That was 35 years ago, so.
Well, I hope that you learned the lesson to never trust No. Because it really applies right about now, too.
But they ain't the same. You
know what
really
I'm saying?
Know, but that same terminology is for everybody, though. It ain't just, you know, to a certain extent. Because males be acting like that, too.
Indeed. As long as the message was understood. We all understand.
That part.
You know,
that part.
I understand completely. So, hey, bro, if, you know, my email is gconnect1 on Gmail, man. Let's link up, man. Send me a number or something, unless got your number, they can send you
that.
My number.
I could do that, but I'm kind of off that yak right now, so hit me up. I'm easy to
find. I'll connect y'all.
Yeah, connect us. G gonna connect us. Oh, Hey, well, here, salute. Let's take a sip together, a shot together. Hey, cheers.
We drinks up all the Henny on the shelf.
Right.
Hey, my boy Menace got a Hennessy dispenser. I had never seen that, bro.
Wow. Shout out to Menace.
From Hennessy.
Wow, not official. So it's official. Right, it's official.
It's official from Hennessy.
Well, I got me a Steiner shot glass from Miss Kenya Ware. Good looking out,
okay.
Man.
Shout out to Kenya.
Man, with my
he
name.
You got a Niner shot glass?
Man, monogrammed, and you put a Cuba Ice in one side, and you pour the yak in the other side. It got my name monogrammed on it. It's way better than a pimp cup.
That's right.
Tweet,
that's
really
right.
Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, we happy
really
to hear
good.
You. Know we miss you, Tweet. You know
we
miss you. Tomorrow night.
Man, we miss you.
Oh, dude. Make sure
tomorrow
the
night.
Man, you better,
go ahead.
Better get you some aspirins when you get your booster. And what I learned, and it actually helped me, was get into the shower and let the hot water run on the arm that you got the booster in. Because, I couldn't sleep for like 2 days. And I did that, little aspirin. I had the chills. I'm hot. I'm cold. Like, what the fuck's going on? So, man, it got me. It's like I had COVID, and all I did was get the boost. It took me down, man, for the count, for real, though. So, man, everybody watch your health, man.
It's really good to hear your voice. Like, truly it is. I thought I was about to put an APB out on you, so, yeah.
Well, y'all did, you know, but I was just so out the loop. Maybe I just needed
time,
right? Everything, you know, just to regroup, reflect. And then the funny part about it also, I lost two guys I've been knowing, and this goes out to Bill Blass. When you were speaking about if you know some people for over 20 years, and they can't say nothing good about you. See, I do. I know people for over 40 years I've been friends with. You feel me? And I lost two of those people within the last month. and both of them was very meaningful in my life. So it's like, damn, man, it kind of make you think, damn, am I next? And I know that sounds kind of morbid and shit, but it's like, it kind of make you really think about what's really, really real. And man, it's a scary situation.
It humbles you.
Get older.
It humbles you.
You understand what I'm talking about. Because I'm a little bit older than you, Bill. A little bit older than you, Queen.
I'm sorry about your loss.
You damn near a puppy. But pedigree puppy, but you still a puppy to us. Feel me? And the thing is, these two friends that I lost within the last month, I mean, they know me before I was even Tweet Cadillac. So it's like, damn, man. Life is beautiful, man. It's short. Make the best of it. Have no regrets, but acknowledge it. Be true to others. Treat people like you want them to treat your mama, and hope you don't slip on a banana peel and hit your head on a telephone pole. Feel me? I'm so scared.
Right, right.
I ain't going to get murdered. I'll probably go slip on a banana peel and hit my head on a telephone pole. So for real.
No, that ain't going to happen, man.
I'm just saying.
Hey, you got too much balance for that.
Strange things happen, you know, man. Man, I got all these daisies up in here, and I might put on a new pair, and I ain't worn them in a minute, or they brand new, and I slip and be fucked up. I just be thinking about other shit, because as you get older, you really want to preserve your life. You want to make your best years count, because I believe that you don't be old by being no fool. We survived everything, Blast. From the crack, the gangs, the children, to everything, you know. Also, what I want to ask you, sir, you had mentioned a guy by the name of Deuce Bone. Is that Deuce Bone from Pasadena?
No, that's Deuce Bone from Harvard Park Braves.
Okay, all right. I know a Deuce Bone from Squiggly Lane in Pasadena, and I've been knowing him for over 20 years, so... I do understand that, man. Big love to Red Rum. He was my cat right now. Matter of fact, still got his number in my phone. And I go through my phone, and for some reason, I just cannot erase all the fallen comrades.
Hey,
they are still in my phone.
Hey, I swear to God, not to cut you off, but I found myself questioning myself, like, am I the only one that can't delete the homie number out my phone, even though I know he don't? I feel you on that, because I
cannot do it either, sir. I cannot do it.
It's just like, I got to go back and look at all the messages that we had that I still have in my phone and be like, oh, man, you know.
And I got Crazy Tunes number in my phone, man. I got Run, man. I got, man, a lot of cats, man, that really touched my life in various ways in this journey of what we call hip-hop. And I got people that I've known from the streets that, you know, things happen. And I just can't see myself doing that, because if I delete that number and I know they're gone, it's like I can't delete them. That's the last thing that I have. And as I'm scrolling down and I see their name, it gives me a smile to my face. Feel me?
Back.
It keeps me content. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's just my personal philosophy, but I will never, ever delete any number like that, man, because those are memories that you cannot replace. You can't bring them back,
right.
But you can keep them in your heart.
Right.
Facts.
Now, I got some miracle water I want to sell y'all, because my name is Peter Popoff. I got some infomercials.
That nigga, please, you know
what I'm saying? Y'all
need to buy
my miracle water.
That dude be tripping with that miracle water, man.
Hey, please, will it help my afro grow back?
No, but it'll put some hair on your balls.
Well, I don't want nothing.
Wow.
A little late for that. I don't need no attention in that area. I'm a little slow for that.
Y'all been
will it turn it back black without the dye?
I'm gonna have to add a little bit of some Tabasco sauce in the water or something, you know. Man, I'm going to work on, man, a new formula. Man, stay tuned, man, tomorrow night, man. It's going to be my first radio show of 2022. G. Lou is my co-host. Y'all make sure y'all tune in to 93.3 FM. It's going down tomorrow night.
Spectacular Lowrider Oldies. Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm going to do, I'm going to be there.
Beautiful,
yeah.
Man. G. Lou will give you all the info, man.
Yes, sir. Much love to you. I'm going to play some of that music for you.
I done talked my nose off, and I kind of want to hear some music. Can y'all play something, man, before the clock strikes nine?
Is you going to come back and give me your opinion on some of it?
Of course, sir. Man, give me some more to do.
I'm here.
I got you. Give me some more to do.
All right, Tweet. I got you. I'm about to bang some music. What you
right.
Want? Hey,
peace
hey,
and
hey,
love.
Glad. Peace and love, Tweed. Good to
peace
hear you,
and
man.
Love, Tweed.
Yes, thank you, man. God bless all of y'all.
For sure. Hey, Bill, you want to go with what your wife said? The bad guy? You want off the leash? What you want to do, man?
Oh, hey, you can do off the leash, then bad guy.
I said it's okay.
Okay.
Oh damn! Listen to the warden. You hear the warden over
what's
here?
What she say?
Yeah.
What she say?
I said
the warden
it's okay.
Say, we can come out our cell, yo.
Oh, okay.
He said
okay,
the yard
okay,
is
okay,
open.
Okay. Okay. All right. Off the leash, y'all.
We come to hit him with that gang machine. East side, west side, throw your hood up and bang the dick. We dangerous. Ain't no taming it. Stay at the door, off the leash, then we mangle shit. We come to hit him with that gang machine. East side, west side, throw your hood up and bang the dick. We dangerous. How we bang, our colors flame, flame to split your brain. Yeah, you know my name is Danger. You ain't from the block, you a stranger. Black 40 Glock, one in the chamber. But I'm with it, test I spit it. Catch me at the park, YG Lieutenant. Hard enough, what? I don't give a fuck. This brim no cut, nigga, I don't give a fuck. Hit your ass up, nigga, skating the deuce. Dump on anything, wrong color the coupe. Nigga, woo, till my dog's on the turf. Put in work and leave him lying in the dirt. Lick dust, ain't too many I can trust. Bitch, all my niggas just itching the butt. This song, West Side Bitch Sex. Hey, this ain't no snap music, it's rap music. The way them gangsters do it, put that flame to it. Khaki suits and bandanas, warfare, artillery, keep them clips banana. Us niggas is thug niggas, we stop and bug niggas, nigga. Watch your attitude, homeboy. Fuck around and get your feelings hurt, homeboy. Put a West Side bang on them, ain't no taming them. Rushing the blacks, you're faster than LaDainian. Uh-huh. It ain't nothing but the dumb move. When you come to the rim for Bloody Mary and the love of Pyro. Is it your blood asking? Tripping for the slug smashing. Then I'm gonna get high up in a thug mansion. Is that King Eagle or Lito? That gangster queen for giving the B up for all my people.
With that gangster shit. East side, west side, throw your hood up and bang the dick. We dangerous.
In the middle, this east side villain ain't no motherfucker riddle. I'm a G for my hood, let this be understood. Putting hands on niggas is something that I do good. Got a real cool squad, but it really lets me down. But if you trip and run up, fool, you're gonna get clamped. I'm real good on my feet, I'm known for putting to sleep and giving out black eyes and knocking out teeth. Been known to be a set tripper who don't give a fuck. So if you ain't got no squabbles, don't press your luck. But if you trip, you're getting dropped without one doubt. I'm gonna commit the story, stomping your punk ass out. For all you bitch motherfuckers wanna step to this game, to bring it on, motherfuckers, I'll show the bank yourself. This is where I'm at. The bottom where I ride to let you know where that's at, that motherfucking east side.
We come to hit him with that gangster shit. East side, west side, throw your hood up and bang the dick. We dangerous, ain't no taming it. Stay at the door, off the beach, then we mangle shit. We come to hit him with that gangster shit. East side, west side, throw your hood up and bang the dick. We dangerous, ain't no taming it. Stay at the door, off the beach, then we mangle shit.
California kill gang, all my dogs off for the chain. Ball cannons, when I spit it, I throw out flames. Having the bees, grabbing the cheese, having a squeeze. Stay away from all the haters like they had a disease. Throwing the beam, heaters, hit you, making you free. Big dog shaking off all of my fleas. These niggas, niggas, who, what, how, and why. Good to call and hold it up high, reload it, you die. Never the traffic if we catch the crime, rolling on by. Cut the game, token on high, open your eyes. Black back, you shoot my own disguise.
Cause red hats to rock. Put the glass, slip another motherfucker, slip in the stride. One hollow tip, chip at your back, pin in your cap. Diamond ride, leave another motherfucker on flat. Power, pumping the blood, my veins on fat. Nigga, pack it up. Dad could be home shortly. I'ma throw back, nigga, shoot mode and Robert Ory. It's the same story. In my hood like yours, flame chucks to liquor store, slamming Cadillac doors, fuck hoes. Shoot dice with the red dots on them. Figaro will white sheet them with the red spots on them. So much dirt, it ain't no need for broom. Bill Black, sweet new running, why'd you jump? Shit, I'm from Big Rider Gang, red knife with the white tee. Tails on the bell buckle, robbing suckers for cheese. I'm in the kitchen with the work, a lot of cocaine residue. Niggas on the homies, that's something I never do. Killers ain't hard to bond. At the drop of a dime, my niggas spray the club up like Sean. And it's right back to the grind. I'd rather be more fierce than love, like Iron Mike was in his prime.
We wanna hit it with that gangster shit.
Society and in public, and keep your space from strangers. Continue to wash your hands frequently and sanitize. Love you guys.
Can't stand me, but you know you can't stop. Keep my heater closed by, better notice my burn.
catch you creeping through my hood and your ass will go. I'm that bad guy type who respect my G. But give me twisted power trip and get your feet to your knees. You know the beat is where I'm from, niggas play for keeps. You got some inches or some feet, then bring that shit to the street.
I get you with the axe for a bed, room to the floor. Spank and pull your head out of fetish for the bad boys. Top models, fast car, life of a rap star. Pop bottles at the bar, real bar, go hard. Pack them till you drop the bra, I can make them nipples off. Baby, I'm a thug, my whole life is rated R. Like a G-string, but can't wait till you take it off. And I'm a bad guy, so I don't believe in making love.
Say she like those bad guys.
Yes, I like those bad guys.
Oh, let me take you to the east side
and show me how those G's cry.
She like those bad guys.
Yes, I like those bad guys.
Let me take you to the east side
and show me how those G's cry.
All right, all right. We're back at it. Bill Blast on the G Lou Show with G Lou and Queen Jean. That was Bad Guys requested by Wifey. She wanted to hear that one right there, so we had to do that for her. We are back.
Hey, I got a request. If the homie Tweed is still in here.
No, just tell him. Just say something.
Say what? Yeah, Tweed is still there.
He said he drank Hennessy. I was a real heavy Hennessy drinker before, you know,
right.
Stepped over. I got a song called Henny on the Rocks. I'd like to if you could play that for Tweed and tell me what he think about that right there, being a Hennessy drinker and
A Douce drinker, too.
Uh-oh, Douce.
Okay. I didn't make a song about this.
And a Remy drinker, too. I like
all cognac.
Cognac, okay.
That's my good dad.
I feel you.
Yeah, so we got to make that happen. Give me 1 second while I pull that up.
Yeah, I like that song, too. That's a dope song as well.
For all my yak drinkers.
Yeah, I had to back up off it. I was doing too much.
Because you're doing the tequila now, right?
I'm just as bad, but it break down better.
It break down better?
Yeah, that's what the doctor say.
That tequila goes straight to the head. That tequila goes straight there. That like takes you there instantly.
See, the lick is before you drink yak, drink some water prior to it. And then after you drink the yak, before you go to bed, drink some more water. You'll wake up in the morning.
You got to drink water before you go to bed. You'll be dehydrated in the morning.
Quality, too. Because everybody, man, me personally, I really like Cavazier. I don't know why. But Hennessy kind of is cool. I've done it for fucking 20 years. And when I switched to Cavazier, it gave me a whole nother feeling.
Smoother.
Exactly. Then when I switched to Douce, it gave me a whole nother feeling, because every now and then you can't afford Remy, because if I was gonna Dacker, it would be Remy, but I'd go broke and be drunk as fuck when I had no money. So like, you gotta figure out.
Well, see, you know, you gotta balance yourself. Okay, go ahead.
You gotta stay your budget within the Yak family.
Okay, well, my upgrade was, it wasn't really an upgrade, but my downside was, if I'm going to have a drink, I got to figure something to drink that I can get rid of. So my drink of choice is vodka and orange juice, and I take shots of tequila. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I do. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, and I'd be passed out on your couch.
The finer tequila is, the better the shot is.
I'd be done. I'd be passed out on your couch. I'm a one shot of tequila, but Jack, I'm up, I'm adamant, I'm chilling, I'm cracking jokes, I'm bagging. Man, I cannot do white liquor. Oh my God, that's knocked me the fuck out. Tequila, oh hell no, I'm running. I'd rather have a Diet Coke than a shot of tequila.
Yeah, I respect that tequila, man. That tequila goes straight to the head. But I'm like you, too. I back up, too, a little bit on the vodka
because I can sip that. I can chill with that. You know, that yak. I've been a yak drinker all my life, too, but that yak just be having me on another level. That vodka,
that,
I can sip
yak
it. You know, chill.
To me, that yak is heavy. The vodka is light. And the after effects the next day be different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You can deal with
difference.
It.
You can deal with it off the light and keep it moving.
What would happen if we mix the tequila with the vodka? God damn.
I do that.
Oh, hell no.
Man.
Oh, man.
Listen, you're not hearing me. Listen, right now. Bro, listen. Let me show you how bad I am. And my wife say, she talk about me. I get a liter, right? I get a liter of vodka.
A liter? Jesus.
Yeah, the big bottle. The big bottle.
He said a liter.
Now, look. I go buy the 2-liter bottle of orange juice. I pour half the orange juice out.
Right.
I pour half the orange juice out of the 2-liter bottle and pour the liter of alcohol. She over here trying to correct me. She don't make no mix. She ain't the motherfucking bartender. So I pour, basically I mix a liter of fucking orange juice with a liter of fucking alcohol and put it in one bottle and set it in my refrigerator, and all I have to do is add ice.
Wow. I hope you ain't on the barbecue grill, because that shit going to get fucked up.
I'm cool. I'm good. I make me a drink of that. I'm good, dog. And I take a shot of tequila. Oh yeah, I'm good.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah,
and,
you a real
one. You know, your
dog.
Immune system get to where you get to. You know what I'm saying? You take what you take. Enough to go to sleep, and you go to sleep, bro. Start the next day.
Right. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Like nothing ever even went down.
Yeah, you for real, dog. You for real with it.
Morning.
You for real with it, Blast. Yes,
hey, I ain't got no hangover in the morning, nigga. And I go to sleep with a damn near a liter of water chilled where I drink all through the night. You gotta wake up, take a shot, go to sleep.
Wow.
So yeah, I drink water, basically. I don't drink sodas.
Well, I know that. I don't flash to the pool party because I ain't fucking with you on that tequila shit. Bring my own flask and bring my own bottle, and I'm good.
Oh, yeah. Hey, if I got a function, dog, look, if I got a function, it'll be your drink of choice there. I just might not drink it.
Okay. Because I can't fuck with that tequila. That's
tequila.
Tequila.
I can't drink none of that shit.
That tequila goes straight. That tequila do straight what it need to do immediately.
Man.
It shut you down and make you. Because
you
got to
take a shot of that. Because you got to take shots of tequila. You can't just sip tequila. You got to take that shot. So it's going to do what it do off the rip.
And then you
it's going to activate real.
You ain't going to remember nothing the next day. Yeah. You done cussed out your baby mama, daddy. You done did all kind of shit. You done kicked the dog when they put you out the house.
Look. Look. Now, that's a good
question.
Become
a tornado.
I'm glad y'all brought that up. Look, I'm glad you brought that up, bro. She could charm in, I'm sure. Ask her. I ain't never had no motherfucking alcohol story I did. I had one. No, don't call her. That's all right.
Man.
She's not going to call us.
I didn't get violent or nothing. It was just something happened that night. It wasn't me. It wasn't alcohol either.
It wasn't
Don't
you.
Put around no rappers, because you might say, man, as soon as that shit hit you, and you might say, nigga, that last song you made was whack. You never know what you might say. Head off of this shit. I'm so scared of that.
Everybody that know me know I'm outspoken, so that ain't an issue. I done told some real niggas that already, so that ain't it.
I had some tequila, and I was sleeping in the bed, and I woke up. Well, this was a story that was told to me because I don't remember none of it. I was told that I woke up in the middle of the night, thought I was going to the bathroom. I went to the corner of the room, pulled Johnson out, and peed, and my girl started screaming, what are you doing? She's going crazy, shit. And I said, man, I'm taking a piss. What you think I'm doing? In the corner of the bedroom.
Oh, my
now,
God.
I got there, don't even know. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh, my
that
God.
Tequila, it had people very reckless.
I think it's time to go, man. I think time is up for the night. I'm still with dark liquor.
That was tequila, and she told me I did that.
That
and
right
look, look, look.
I was
look,
so embarrassed.
Look, look. I gotta admit to one. My wife was over here. When
Uh-oh.
You started telling Uh-oh. That story, my guy, my
oh,
wife
my
over
God.
Here dying. She over here,
oh,
nigga,
God.
I feel you. That's all I'm going to say.
Don't y'all start with these confessions. Don't do it. Don't do it, man. Don't do it.
Hey, you hear me cut
don't
mine off right there with nigga,
yeah,
I feel you.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, I know that boy before, but
nigga, I feel you.
That shit had to happen to me.
And, man, all I can say is, nigga, I
was so embarrassed. Yep.
No white liquor. We going to keep it brown.
No.
Yes,
no,
we
that
are.
That don't mean that was just a nigga got too comfortable, that's all. He thought that was what it wasn't, but he thought it was. And,
but
you know,
was.
The reality set in the next thing we had to clean that
it.
Shit up.
Man.
I got some SA partners in Bakersfield that had turned me on to Fireball because they, man, was just like two guys.
Yeah, that's
this beautiful man cave with sound.
My brother fuck with that.
Table,
that Fireball shit.
Beautiful.
We up in there chilling, right? See, everybody drinking shots all
okay.
night.
Is
Fireball.
There something I can help you with?
And then one of my friends, we was like, man, what happened to Tony? We found Tony G on the grass in the front yard, laying in a pile of vomit, dead asleep about 30 in the morning. He was knocked the fuck out, laying in a pile of vomit in the on my grass in the front yard. So, man, it's all about that moderation, players. Believe me.
Yeah, you got to know your limit.
I ain't got none of them stories for y'all.
Yeah,
I ain't got none of them stories.
Yeah.
So when the fold
them.
But look, imagine
this story
like
that
from a woman.
You don't motherfucker civilian. You ain't fancy, nigga. You done slid out a car door or something, nigga. Don't act like you know what I'm saying.
You said you ain't fancy.
Hey, man, I'm just saying, man. I ain't got one.
You said you ain't fancy.
Nigga, you hood, nigga. Nigga, talk about that time.
Oh,
yeah.
I ain't telling, man.
Oh my God.
Hey, but that's our time, man. We got to slide up out of here. We'll be here all night, man. But Bill Blast, thank you, Tweet, for the chime in. Tomorrow night, 93.3 Tweet FM Ism, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific.
Yes,
spectacular.
Yes, Bill Blast, oh, man, so he can tune in and get turned on.
I'll send you the
we'll
talk
do
information.
That, my brother.
Man, yeah, God bless
you
all.
Can give you the phone number. Hey, Tweet, I love
you.
Right. It's good to hear your voice.
I love you too, man. Man, God bless you all. I'm out.
All right, Tweet, peace. With that being said, we're going to slide up out of here, Bill. That's our time, man. But, you know, we definitely enjoyed the conversation, fellowship and family time and all of that, man. It was great, bro. I appreciate
you,
man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Likewise.
We gotta link up on that G Connect one day. Maybe me and Queen can come on G Connect or something. Make
man,
that happen.
We doing that tomorrow, nigga.
Okay, he said we doing that tomorrow.
I mean,
right,
that's that soon. That's
right,
what
right,
I mean
right.
By that.
Right, right. It's on tomorrow. Okay, we tapped in. We gonna make it happen.
Yes, sir.
All
right.
Thank you again, man.
Thank
much
y'all.
Love,
appreciate
Blast. For sure. Shout all out right, to the cool. wifey too. God bless.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, cousin, for coming on. I appreciate it. Truly, I do. Much love and respect.
Yes,
the queen.
Well,
yeah,
I'll
talk to you. All right.
All right.
I'll talk
later.
To you.
All right, Blast. Peace. Peace, Blast. But that being said, it's West Side Wednesdays, the G. Lou Show.
January 19, 2022, legend Bill Blass blessed the show tonight, and we had a blast. With that being said, we're going to slide up out of here. I'll let Queen Jean take us out.
Hey, peace and love. Everybody live your truth and stay solid and stay prayed up. Ashe.
Peace. We out.